I thank the Lord for the opportunity to share His word with you this morning.
我感谢神赐给我机会，让我今天早上能够跟各位分享他的话。
And to worship together with you.
而且也有机会跟各位一同敬拜他。
Indeed, He is worthy to be worshipped.
他的确是配得我们敬拜的。
This morning, the topic of my message is worshiping God by thirsting for Him.
今天早上我证道的经文的题目是证道的题目是以渴切的心敬拜神。
And I want to begin by looking at Psalm chapter 42 verses 1 and 2.
开始的时候我想我们大家一同来看一段经文是在诗篇第42篇第一节到第二节。
Psalm 42, 1 and 2.
诗篇第42篇第一节第二节。
As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we are here this morning to worship you.
亲爱的天父，今天早上我们来到你的殿中敬拜你。
Lord, we thank you for your goodness.
我们的主，我们感谢你，因着你的良善，我们感谢你。
Lord, we recognize your sovereignty.
我们也认识到你是有主权的神。
And Lord, we thank you for your love.
我们也为你所赐给我们的慈爱感谢你。
And Father, I pray that this morning that you will use your Holy Spirit to teach us your way, Lord, from your word.
求主今天早上使用你的灵来指示我们你的路。
And Lord, we also want to lift up the chorale to you at this time.
我们也为所的我们 也为所有的人献上祷告献上祷告。
And Lord, even as they are presenting the gospel right now, Lord, and also this afternoon, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit would continue to enable them and empower them.
我们为我们的诗班献上祷告，他们今天早上跟今天下午都要演出，求主的灵能够托住他们，求主赐给他们能力。
Lord, that the gospel that they present in song or skit or message would have the power, Lord, to change people's lives.
盼望通过他们的表演，通过他们的演唱所传出的福音有大能，能够感动，能够改变那些听的人。
So that many would be brought into your kingdom.
以至于很多人能够被带到你的国度里。
And come to experience your love.
并且能够亲自的经历到你的爱。
So Lord, we commit this time into your hands.
我们把以下的时间交在你的手中。
May Christ be lifted up.
求主能够被高举，盼望主的名能够被高举。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like for us to think of a time where you felt that maybe that you were almost dying of thirst.
我想请各位能回想一个时间。是不是你曾经有这么一个经历，就是你极度的渴望能够喝到一点水。
And how you felt you craved not Gatorade, not soda, but water, just cool, clean, crisp water.
那个时候你是如何的渴望能够不是喝饮料，乃是喝到一点清凉冷冽的水。
Now, as we look at the book of Psalms, from what the psalmist wrote,
当我们阅读诗篇的时候，从那些从诗人的 所描写的。
We can see an intimacy with the Lord that perhaps seems far beyond what we often see and experience today.
我们能够感受到诗人跟神之间的那种亲密的关系是远远超过我们自己曾经经历过的。
We see a desire for him that seems almost foreign to us sometimes.
我们在看到他 如何的渴慕神，而这个渴慕的心好像是我们对我们来说是的程度是如此的陌生。
It is a desire for the Lord that is like an intense thirst.
他这样的渴慕神就像一个口渴的人渴慕喝到水一样。
And it wasn't just feelings either.
而且这种渴慕不只是停留在感情的层面。
It was an intimacy, it was a desire that resulted in obedience to the word of God.
这种渴慕是一种关系的密切，密切到一个程度，就是完全的顺服。
An obedience not out of obligation or duty, but from conviction and from love.
而且这样的一种顺服，服从不是出于一种责任感或者是一个义务的乃是真正的顺服，因为爱的缘故。
Love for the Lord.
爱主的缘故。
Additionally, it was a desire that was willing to accept the sovereignty of God in their lives, whatever it may be.
除此之外，这样的一种渴慕也带着一个心就是愿意顺服在主的主权之下，不管是什么样的情况。
I remember years ago, I was sitting with a group of high school boys in a church.
我记得多年以前，我跟一群高中的年轻人在一块儿。
And I asked them if ever, like during either maybe a quiet time, a time of singing, or a retreat, or Bible study, whatever.
我就问他是不是问他们有没有这么一个经历，不管是在安静默想的时间，在灵修的时间，在查经班，在退休会等等，在什么样的任何一种场合。
During any of those times, have you ever had a special sense of the presence of God with you?
他们是不是曾经经历过感受到神确实的同在？
Or his love for you, or your love for him?
或者感受到神对你的爱，他们的爱，或他们对神的爱。
And the answer from most of them, including many who had gone to church for many years.
我从很多人得到的答复，包括那些已经上教会上了很久的人。
The answer was no.
他们的答复是他们从来没有过这样的经历。
And when I heard that, it was difficult to know how to explain something like that.
当我听到他们的答复以后，我觉得很难理解为什么这样会发生。
In the Psalms, for the psalmist, we don't see any lack of intimacy or desire for the Lord in their relationship with him.
因为从诗篇里头，我们看到这些诗人并不缺乏这样的渴慕神，跟神有密切的关系的情况。
I mean, in the verses that we just read this morning as an example, as the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When can I go and meet with God?
我们刚才所念的经文就是一个很明显的例子。在这儿说神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
There's an old song that I think some of us still sing today. It's called As the Deer.
有一首老歌，也许在座的还有人会唱，就是鹿。
And I think that song, the words of that song describes this verse very well.
我觉得那首歌的歌词描写这样的情况描写得很切实，很生动。
Is this ever our heart when we sing these words?
但是问题是我们自己有的心是不是这个样子呢？
As the deer panted for the water, so my soul longeth after thee. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship thee.
我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。我的心可想神，就是永生神。我几时得朝见神呢？
In Psalm chapter 63, verse 1.
诗篇第63篇第一节。
Verse 1, which is a psalm of David, it says, a psalm of David when he was in the desert of Judah. This is a dry and barren wilderness. When he was in the desert of Judah, O God, you are my God. Earnestly I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My body longs for you in a dry and weary land where there is no water.
这首诗是大卫所写的。他写的时候他在犹大的旷野那是一片干旱的土地。第一节，神啊，你是我的神，我要切切地寻求你。在干旱疲乏无水之地，我可想你，我的心切慕你。
In verse 8, he says, My soul clings to you, your right hand upholds me.
第八节，我心紧紧地跟随你，你的右手扶持我。
David is saying, Lord, you are all that I want and I need. You alone can satisfy my deepest needs, as water satisfies the deepest needs of a person in the scorching heat of the desert.
大卫在这儿其实他所说的就是，神啊，你是我所可想的，而且你是我唯一可想的。我渴慕你就像在一个干旱的地方渴慕水来解渴一样。
In Psalm chapter 73, verses 25 and 26.
诗篇第七十三篇第
二十五二十六节。
第二十五第二十六节，七十二篇。
七十三篇。
七十三篇第二十五二十六节。
A Psalm of Asaph. Whom have I in heaven but you? And earth has nothing I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever.
这是一首亚撒的诗，第二十五节、二十六节。除此以外，在天上我有谁呢？除你以外，在地上我也没有所爱慕的。我的肉体和我的心肠衰残，但神是我心里的力量，又是我的福分，直到永远。
The Lord is my true inheritance, my true treasure in life.
神是我真正的宝藏，是我真正的基业，是我的宝贝。
The psalmist is saying, my body may fail me.
在诗人说可能我的身体，我的肉体越来越衰残。
Even my heart, my desire for the Lord may fail me.
即使是我的甚至我的心肠，我对神的那种可想可慕也会渐渐的减少衰弱。
But the Lord will never fail me.
但是神是绝对不会辜负我的。
He alone is my true inheritance and treasure for eternity.
只有神才是我真正的永恒的基业。
And we see again and again this passion in their worship of the Lord.
所以我们在诗篇里头一而再再而三的，我们可以看到这样的一种跟神密切的关系。
Let's look at one other passage.
Psalm 143. 我们就再看一个例子，第一百四十三篇。
Yeah. Psalm 143.Verses 1 to 6.
第一节到第六节。
A psalm of David. David says, O Lord, hear my prayer. Listen to my cry for mercy. and your faithfulness and righteousness come to my relief. Do not bring your servant into judgment, for no one living is righteous before you. The enemy pursues me. He crushes me to the ground. He makes me dwell in darkness like those long dead. So my spirit grows faint within me. My heart within me is dismayed. I remember the days of long ago. I meditate on all your works and consider what your hands have done. I spread out my hands to you. My soul thirsts for you like a parched land.
诗篇143篇第一节。 耶和华，求你听我的祷告，留心听我的恳求，凭你的信实和公义应允我。求你不要审问仆人，因为在你面前，凡活着的人没有一个是义的。原来仇敌逼迫我，将我打倒在地，使我住在幽暗之处，像死了许久的人一样。所以我的灵在我里面发昏，我的心在我里面凄惨。我追想古时之日，思想你的一切作为，默念你手的工作。我向你举手，我的心可想你，如干旱之地盼雨一样。
During an extended time of difficulty in his life，
在大卫在他长期的困难的日子里。
David was becoming discouraged, as we can also be.
大卫有一度曾经非常的沮丧，就像我们每一个人如果在他的情况都会这样一样。
My spirit grows faint within me.
他说，我的心在我里面发昏，我的灵在我里面发昏。
But he is also saying that as a dry and scorched desert longs for water to revive it, so I long for you, O Lord, to revive me.
但是他也说，我向你举手，我的心可想你，如干旱之地盼雨一样。
As we reflect on just a few verses that we've looked at,
我们刚才念了几首诗，就是几个很例子。当我们思想这些经文的时候，
How long has it been since you've had the heart of the psalmist？
我们像有多久我们没有像诗人那样的心呢？
Have you ever had this type of heart before the Lord, toward the Lord before？
或者在神的面前，我们曾经一度有过这样的心态吗？
Ask yourself the following questions.
我们可以不妨问问我们自己这些问题。
Can I honestly say that God is the desire of my heart right now?
我能够很坦白地说，神是我此时此刻我所渴慕的吗？
Or are there so many other desires in this world that's pulling me apart, that or pulling me along that God is left in the dust?
或者还是现在有很多世上的事情把我拉得支离破碎，以至于神被远远的抛在后面。
Do I want a richer relationship with God as much as I want a certain something in my life?
我盼望跟神有一个更密切的关系的程度，像我很盼望得到某个东西一样，那么的强吗？
The time that I spend studying about some material thing and getting to know about it, how often is that type of enthusiasm directed toward getting to know the Lord more?
我把时间花在研究或者是享受某一个物质上的东西，我是不是曾经那么我跟神之间我有没有花那么多的时间在跟神的关系上？
Is my desire for the Lord greater than my desire to be more popular or recognized by others?
我对神的渴慕，我对他的渴望是不是大过我个人盼望被别人所肯定一样？
Do I care more about the praise of God than the praise of people?
我对神的称赞是不是大过我盼望从人我希望从神那儿得到的称赞，是不是大过我希望从人那儿得到的称赞？
Often we cannot desire the Lord because our desires for too many other things in our lives.
常常我们之所以不能那么强烈的渴慕神，因为我们太渴慕别的世上的东西了。
It's important for us to realize that in order to have the heart of the psalmist towards the Lord, there has to be love that is involved.
我们必须切实的认识到，如果我们要有像诗人那样的渴慕神的心，那么先决条件就是我们必须要非常的爱神。
You have to first be experiencing God's love, and then loving God in response.
你必须首先能够经历到神的爱，然后你用你的爱去回应他的爱。
Therefore, there must first be a relationship with God.
所以最重要的就是要跟神之间有一个好的关系。
And we see this with the psalmists.
我们看见这样的一个关系存在于诗人跟神之间。
Where we see this thirsting, this desire for the Lord, we also see love.
当我们看到他渴慕神就像一个干渴的人渴慕喝到水一样这也表明他对神的爱。
It's not possible to desire him and to want the Lord without loving him.
一个人不可能不爱神而能够这样的想要神。
Psalm chapter 42 verse 8, it says, by day, the Lord, this is after he talks about the deer panting for streams of water. He says in verse 8, by day, the Lord directs his love.At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life.
第42章第八节就是刚才的如露可慕溪水的后面第八节白昼耶和华必向我施慈爱黑夜我要歌颂祷告赐我生命的神。
The Lord shows his love to me in so many ways, the psalmist says.
诗人说神借着各式各样的方式向我显示他的爱。
And I worship him in prayer and in song in response to his love.
我用诗歌、用歌颂、用祷告来回应他对我的爱。
When David in Psalm 63 verse 1 was saying that his soul thirsts as if he's in a dry and weary land with no water.
第63章第一节大卫描写他渴慕神就像在干旱疲乏无水之地渴慕水一样。
In verse 3, he says, because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you.
那是因为就像他在第三节所说的因你的慈爱比生命更好我的嘴唇要颂赞你。
Could we look also at Psalm 94?
我们再看第诗篇第九十四篇
17 and 18 17 and 19
第十七节跟第十八节
It says, Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. When I said, My foot is slipping, Your love, O Lord, supported me. When anxiety was great within me, Your consolation brought joy to my soul.
诗篇九十四篇第十七节若不是耶和华帮助我我就住在极境之中了我正说我失了脚耶和华那时你的慈爱扶助我我心里多忧多疑你安慰我就使我欢乐
Because of the difficulties in the life of the psalmist
因为诗人在他的生命中经历了一些困难
Perhaps his faith in the Lord was wavering at that moment, described by the phrase, my foot is slipping.
所以他的信心在那时候他是有一点摇动就像第十八节所描写的我失了脚。
But the key stabilizing factor in his life at that time was the love of the Lord that supported him and that strengthened him.
在那个时候之所以能够让他稳定下来的力量关键是在第十八节说你的慈爱扶住我。
When anxiety was great within him and was weighing him down,
当他心里多忧多疑的时候，充满了重担的时候。
It was at that time that the Lord consoled him with his word.
那个时候，神就用他的话来安慰他。
Our Lord is the great physician.
神是伟大的医生。
He knows what our true needs are, and he knows how to bring healing to healing in our lives.
他知道我们真正的需要在哪里，他也能够有能力医治我们的病。
He knows where we need spiritual surgery in order to repair or to remove something that is hindering our spiritual growth and relationship with him.
他知道我们什么时候需要属灵上动个手术，能够把我们内心的某些东西修补起来，或者甚至把它全部的挪去。这样子我们属灵上得以长进。
And by his love, which often comes through the consolation of his word.
他的慈爱，这个慈爱常常是借着他的话语的安慰表现出来的。
Our Lord can bring spiritual healing into our lives so that we might have the strength to get up again.
神能够在属灵上可以医治我们，让我们有力量往前走。
In our spiritually bedridden state to serve him with joyfulness and gladness once again.
当我们属灵上好像卧病在床的时候，他会医治我们，会安慰我们用他的爱。
So we've looked at the heart of the psalmist.
所以我们来思想一下诗人的心。
And this actually is not something that is abnormal. It is something that should be normal.
这样的一种心态其实应该不是很不平常的，应该是很平常的。
And what I'd like to look at now are at practically what are some things that can actually kill a desire for the Lord and kill a love for the Lord.
在下面我们想要，我要从另外一个角度来思考这个问题，就是从在现实的层面上，到底有些什么东西妨碍了我们对神的爱。
And there's so many things that can do that.
世上有很多东西具有这样的一种能力，妨碍阻碍了我们跟神的关系。
And it can be different for different people.
这些东西是阻碍我们跟神关系的东西是因人而异的。
But I'd just like to present to you three things that we should keep in mind that can kill a love for the Lord or a desire for the Lord.
今天我就想特别提出三件事情，让我们紧紧的记住这三件事情足以可以妨碍我们跟神之间产生密切的关系。
Can we turn to Psalm 32?
我们翻到诗篇第三十二篇。
Psalm 32 verses 1 to 5.
第一节到第五节。
This is a psalm of David.
这是大卫的诗。
And we see from this psalm that one of the things that can kill a desire for the Lord and love for the Lord is unconfessed sin.
从这段经文里头我们可以看见第一个足以妨碍伤害我们跟神之间的密切的关系的是我们有罪，我们没有认罪。
David says, Blessed is he whose transgressions are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord does not count against him, and in whose spirit is no deceit. When I kept silent, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me, my strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin.
第32篇第一节，得赦免其过，遮盖其罪的，这人是有福的。凡心里没有诡诈，耶和华不算为有罪的，这人是有福的。我闭口不认罪的时候，因终日哀哼而骨头枯干。黑夜白日，你的手在我身上沉重，我的精力耗尽，如同夏天的干旱。我向你陈明我的罪，不隐瞒我的恶。 我说我要向耶和华承认我的过犯，你就赦免我的罪恶。
When there is something in our life where we know that we shouldn't be doing,
如果我们在犯了某个罪，我们知道我们不应该做的，而我们却做了。
And we continue to do it anyway.
但是我们还是继续不断的做。
Or that we know we should be doing, but we just don't do it because we just don't feel like doing it.
或者有某些事情我们知道我们应该做，但是我们不做，因为我们不想做。
We won't feel like drawing close to the Lord because of our sin.
因着我们的罪，我们不可能觉得我们跟神有亲近的关系。
We keep silent and don't feel like talking to Him.
我们就会一直的沉默不语，而且我们不想跟神说话。
And but continuing to do that, it hurts us not only spiritually but also physically because we can have no inner peace and are filled with anxiety.
但是如果我们让这个情况持续下去的话，不仅是在属灵上会伤害我们，在身体对身体健康也不好。因为这样子我们的心里就会有忧虑，我们有焦虑不安等等。
But when we call sin as it is in our life as sin,
当我们说某件事情是罪的时候，
we acknowledge it and repent of it before the Lord,
我们就应该承认这是罪，我们就应该向神在神面前认罪悔改。
Where we stop the rationalizing and the justifying why this is okay, this is not that bad, when we acknowledge it.
当我们一方面承认这是罪，但是另外一方面用我们自己的心思去让这样的所谓的罪合理化的时候，
Worship with the Lord again and brings back the intimacy and desire for the Lord.
当我们不再把这个罪合理化的时候，我们就会恢复跟神之间亲密的关系，而且我们心里就有平安。
Another thing that in our lives that can kill a desire and love for the Lord.
另外一个，对我们跟神的关系具有很强大的杀伤力的，东西是。
Is having a constant desire for money and things.
是一直不断的追逐金钱财物。
And things can be used in a general sense and can also include people.
这个所谓的东西物是可以广义的包括人。
I think as we know, we're fully into Christmas shopping now.
我们都知道我们现在正式进入我们已经进入圣诞节购物季节的高潮。
Black Friday has passed, Cyber Monday has passed.
我们过了这个所谓黑色的星期五星期一等等。
But they're still trying to keep us in that, you know, you missed Black Friday? You haven't, not really, you can still have it.
但是这些商人还是尽量的鼓励我们多买东西，说你没有你还有机会能够买到又便宜又好的东西。
Cyber Monday continues and is extended further.
然后所以这样的一个所谓的购物的最好的时间就一直在继续。
Let's look at 1 John 2 verse 15.
那我们就来看一段经文，在约翰一书第二章十五十六节。约翰一书第一章十五跟十六节。
John says, "Do not love the world, world meaning society apart from God. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him." Another translation is the love for the Father is not in him.
约翰一书第二章第十五节，第二章第十五节，不要爱世界和世界上的事。人若爱世界， 爱父的心就不在他里面了。
And then it gives some examples of indicators of loving the world.
然后他就给了几个爱世界的例子。
The cravings of sinful man are giving in to our sinful desires, which we just touched on.
肉体的情欲，眼目的情欲。
The lust of his eyes, referring to or including greed and covetousness, never being satisfied.
肉体的情欲，我们刚刚已经谈了，眼目的情欲，就是感官的快乐，永远满足不了的。
And the boasting of what he has and does.
还有今生的骄傲。
Basically, that's having this attitude. You know, whatever I have, whatever I am, whatever I have accomplished, it's all because of me.
所谓今生的骄傲，基本上这种态度就是我所拥有的，我所成就的，都是我自己挣来的。
In effect, it is loving ourselves.
也就是基本上这就是爱自己。
And when we are loving ourselves like that, within our pride, it is not possible for us to love God.
如果我们是这样的爱自己，那我们就会产生骄傲，有了骄傲就不可能爱父了。
And all of these things can destroy a desire for the Lord and love for the Lord.
这些事情都可以消灭我们对神的渴慕。
But I just want to focus this morning for a time on things.
我今天要把要强调一点，就是爱这个东西，爱世上的事。
Think about a time when you really wanted something.
我们不妨回想有什么时候我们真的很想要一个东西。
You really wanted to go after something.
你真的想要追求那个东西，要把它得到。
Think of the sacrifice time and energy and money behind it.
我们想想我们为了那个东西，我们牺牲了多少我们的精力，我们的时间，我们的金钱等等。
During that time, did that have any effect whatsoever on your desire for God?
在那样一个时候，你有没有一点思念或渴慕神呢？
On you experiencing His love and on you loving Him.
或者说你有没有一点爱神或经验到他对你的爱呢？
I think if we are honest, I think we all, including myself, have to say yes.
如果我们诚实的话，我们的答案应该是肯定的。
Yeah, let's look at some pretty harsh words here in James chapter 4, verses 4 to 6.
我们看一些很严厉的字眼，这个是在约翰福音
第四章。雅各。
雅各第四章。
四到六。
雅各书第四章四到六节。
And as we...Look at these verses and reflect on these verses. We should ask ourselves the question, do I hate God?
雅各书第四章四到六节。当我们念这些经文的时候，我们问问自己，我们恨神吗？
James is speaking here to believers.
我们得注意，雅各在这儿是对信徒们说话。
And look at the words that he says. He says, you adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world is hatred toward God? Anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think, scripture says without reason, that the spirit he calls to live in us envies intensely? But he gives us more grace. That is why scripture says, God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
雅各书第四章第四节，你们这些淫乱的人呢，岂不知与世俗为友，就是与神为敌吗？所以凡想要与世俗为友的，就是与神为敌了。你们想经上所说的是徒然的吗？神所赐住在我们里面的灵，是恋爱至于嫉妒吗？但他赐更多的恩典，所以经上说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
The Bible tells us in John 17 that as believers we are to be in the world but not of the world.
圣经在约翰福音第17章告诉我们，我们要住在这个世界，但我们的心要不属于这个世界。
This includes following the ways of people that are against what God's word says.
这个包括跟随着那些与神的道理不合的人跟着他们走。
But it also includes loving the material things in the world more than we love God.
但是也包括爱物质甚于爱神。
The lust of the eyes.
眼目的情欲。
When we love the world, God sees this as spiritual adultery.
当我们爱这个世界多于我们该爱的时候，在神的眼中，这是犯了淫乱的罪。
He sees this as an unfaithfulness to him, as a spouse is unfaithful, as a person is in marriage is unfaithful to his or her spouse.
就像配偶在婚姻中对另外一方不忠一样，神把这样的看作对他不忠。
In even stronger language, James tells us that friendship with the world, which is another way of saying loving the world, is seen as hating God, is hatred toward God.
雅各在这儿用了很强烈的字眼，他说：“凡要与世俗为友的。”就是爱世界的，就是与神为敌了，就是恨神的。
So much so that it's like God sees you as his enemy.
这个意思就是到一个程度，神把你当作他的敌人。
One who despises him, one who hates him, and one who wants him dead.
所谓敌人就是轻视他，或者是希望，甚至希望他死了。
Remember that James is speaking here to believers.
我们得记得雅各在这儿，雅各书的对象是信徒。
In a sense, each time we choose to do whatever we want to do, rather than what God wants us to do, and give in to our selfish desires, we are in effect telling God, I hate you, and I wish you were dead and out of my life.
所以从某一个意义上来看，每一次我们做我们所要做的，我们不做神要我们做的，我们事实上就是跟神说，我希望你是我的敌人，我希望你死了。
That was the spirit of the prodigal son when he asked his father for his inheritance so that he could live however he wanted to live.
这就是那个浪子回头，那个浪子的心态，他要他的父亲把他该得的给他，这样子他就可以为所欲为。
And God hates this attitude in those who belong to him because he loves us with an unconditional love.
那神对那些属于他的人抱着这样的一种态度是非常恨恶的，因为他爱他们。
As a matter of fact, when we are doing this, it makes God extremely jealous.
事实上，如果我们这么做的话，神会非常的嫉妒。
I think most of evangelicals would translate verse 5 a little differently than the NIV.
我想很多的福音派的学者会把第五节它的翻译可能跟这个新国际版有一点不同。
And the spirit that is referred to here in verse 5 in the NIV is actually referring to the Holy Spirit.
第五节在这个新国际版上，这个英文它说的这个spirit 其实指的是圣灵。
And actually the more common translation is actually in the NIV footnotes.
比较常见的翻译，我们可以在这个新国际版的那个注脚，那个 footnotes 上看见。
And what it's saying is, or do you not know that God jealously longs for the Spirit that He made to live in us, or that the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, He caused to live in us, longs jealously.Jealously for us, for our love and our affection.
根据这个翻译，就是神很嫉妒的，渴望他放在 放在我们心里，活在我们心里的灵，或者是说这个圣，他放在我们心里，活在我们心里的灵，很嫉妒的渴望。
It is beyond belief that the God of the universe would care so much about whether or not we love Him first in our life.
我们实在是想象不出这位创造宇宙万物的神居然这么在意我们是不是爱他。
But that is because He loves us so intensely.
那是因为他对我们有强烈的爱。
But our selfish desires, our rebellious spirit is so strong.
但是我们的自私，我们的叛逆是如此的强烈。
That it requires a supernatural strength to overcome that.
以至于我们需要有一个超自然的力量来帮助我们克服、克制这些肉体的情欲。
But the Lord reminds us in verse 6 that He gives us more grace.
同时呢，神也提醒我们，他给了我们更多的恩典。
May we realize that need and come humbly before the Lord to ask for His help in those times of weakness to love Him again.
所以盼望我们每一个人，所以盼望我们每一个人都能够看得出我们的确有那样的需要，然后我们能够谦卑的来到神的面前，求神帮助我们。来克服这些肉体的情欲。
Brothers and sisters, although we may not feel that we are hating God when we are being friends with the world,
各位弟兄姐妹，也许当我们与世俗为友的时候，我们不感觉到我们是与神为敌。
God's word tells us that this is what God sees us doing to Him.
但是神的话告诉我们，从神的角度来看。我们与世俗为友的时候，就是与他为敌。
And as we look at James chapter 5, verses 2 and 3,
我们看雅各书第五章第二到第三节。
We also have to ask ourselves, these things that we put so much attention on, are they really worth desiring? Are they really worth loving?
我们看第五章下面第五章第二节跟第三节，我们需要问自己，我们花了那么多精力在上面的这些东西，真的值得我们这么做吗？
In James 5, 2 and 3, it says, Your wealth has rotted and moths have eaten your clothes, your gold and silver are corroded, their corrosion will testify against you and eat your flesh like fire. You have hoarded wealth in the last days.
你们的财物坏了。衣服也被虫子咬了，你们的金银都长了锈，那锈要证明你们的不是，又要吃你们的肉，如同火烧。你们在这末世只知积攒钱财。
He is speaking out against those who love their wealth, who trust their wealth, and try to protect their wealth.
在这儿，雅各所批评的是那些信赖钱财，而且积攒钱财，而且尽一切的力量要保护，要保存那些钱财的人。
These things that we are focusing on, they rot, they deteriorate, they lose their value.
我们所关怀的那些东西，其实他们会长锈，他们会慢慢的败坏，而且他们会渐渐的失去他们的价值。
For all of you perfectionists out there,
你们如果是一个 perfectionist, 如果你们是一个完美主义者
，that which at one time was considered to be perfect is no longer perfect.
那个你们曾经一度可能认为是完美的有一天会变成不完美。
Because it was never perfect to begin with.
因为从一开始它就不是完美的。
So are they worth desiring? Are they worth protecting? Are they worth loving? Are they worth trusting? Are they worth loving?
所以这些东西它真的是值得我们去渴慕吗？值得我们去拥有吗？值得我们去保存吗？值得我们去爱吗？
Our Lord is the only quote-unquote thing in life that is truly perfect.
我们的主是唯一的这些 quote-unquote 这个东西值得我们去爱的。
And who remains perfect for eternity.
而且我们的主从现在直到永恒都是十全十美的。
Worth desiring, worth trusting, worth loving.
值得我们去渴慕，值得我们去信赖，值得我们去爱。
And we never need to worry about losing him, for he will never lose us.
而且我们永远不必担心我们会失去他，因为他不会让我们失去他。
No one can snatch us out of his powerful and loving hand.
没有人可以把我们从他的手中夺走。
So we need to watch for unconfessed sin in our lives.
所以我们应该注意，首先就是没有认的罪。
We need to watch for a love of material things in our lives.
我们要小心别爱物质上的贪爱物质上的东西。
We also need to be careful and watch during difficult situations in our lives.
还有我们遭遇困难的时候，我们要小心。
We need to be careful that the difficult situations do not drive us away from the Lord, but drive us to Him.
我们要小心，别让我们所面对的困难把我们从神那边带走，反而我们应该转眼仰望。神来帮助我们。
You know, sometimes, and I think more often than we realize, there are people who get mad at God, and instead of turning to Him for help when they experience difficulty, they turn away from Him.
我们也许不常这么觉得，但是事实上有很多人是这样子的，就是他们有需要的时候他们就去求神，等到他们遇到遭遇困难的时候，他们就离开神了。
Their attitude is, I thought you loved me. Why didn't you help me or allow this to happen to me? Or why did you allow this to happen to me?
他们的态度就是，我以为你爱我，那可是为什么你会让这样的事情发生在我身上呢？
You know, I mean, it can be...Just a little thing, you know. There was a young leader in the church, and supposedly more spiritually mature, and this person had gone the school had been pretty easy for him, and then he started to experience a little difficulties in a class, and he was just like, "What's God doing?" It's like, "I'm really upset. I don't know why God are you doing this to me."
这样所谓的困难。有的时候只是是很小的一件事。有一个教会的领导，他在学业上一直很顺利。那么有一次他在功课上碰到一点困难，他就发怨言。
It happens more often than we realize.
虽然我们不觉得，但是事实这样的情况是经常发生的。
And we need to watch for it in our own lives.
所以我们就应该警惕我们自己不要犯这样的一个错误。
God, you didn't help me when I needed it, so I'll just do things on my own from now on.
神啊，我需要你的时候你没有帮助我，所以从现在开始我就是自己做我该做的。
It can manifest itself in a passive-aggressive manner, where maybe we're not actively telling God we're angry, but then the person just stops going to church, stops praying, stops reading the Bible.
这样一种态度可能表现在所谓的消极的反抗，不是很公开的告诉神说我恨你了，我不喜欢你了，而是消极的比方说停止聚会，或者不再祷告了，或者不再读经了，用这样的态度来反抗。神来违抗神。
But actually, one of the things that actually should bring about the greatest a great sense of our need for the Lord and desire for Him is when we go through difficult times.
但是我们要明白，就是在这些我们碰到遭遇困难的时候，才让我们意识到我们。真的很需要神。
When we realize our helplessness and there is a sense of hopelessness.
因为在这样一种情况中，我们才能够认识到我们自己的无望，我们自己的无助。 我们自己的无力。
Actually, many of the verses that we looked at today about this thirst, this longing of the psalmist for the Lord is actually made, these verses are actually part of what is called lament psalms.
其实我们刚才念的诗篇一些经文其实是被归类在这个悲伤忧烦的那个诗类里头，因为是在那样的一种情况下所写出来的。
A psalm that is basically a cry for help.
那样的一种诗有一个特点，就是呼求神的帮助。
Help in grief, sorrow, pain, frustration, discouragement, doubts.
在忧伤、难过、挫折、甚至疑惑的时候，呼求神的帮助。
And to have this utter sense of need and desire for the Lord during difficult times is actually good for us.
所以我们有这样一种需要，在我们遇到困难的时候，我们迫切的觉得我们需要神，而且我们渴慕神，这个在属灵上对我们是好的。
And this is why sometimes the Lord will either allow or even bring difficulties into our lives to either to nudge us or push us toward Him, or even sometimes to take us from one place and say, here, you need to be in front of me.
这就是为什么神常常容许某些困难，甚至制造某些困难在我们的生命当中，因为如此他能够要不就轻轻地提醒我们需要去转向他求帮助，有的时候甚至很强烈地把我们硬拉到他的面前，告诉我们你应该在我的面前寻求帮助。
It is foolish to turn away from the Lord during those times.
所以当我们遭遇困难的时候，我们却离开神，这是很愚蠢的。
And as believers, we can rest assured that the Lord will give us the faith that we need to go through any situation that we face.
作为一个信徒，我们应该有这么可以放心，因为神会把我们所需要的信心赐给我们，面对这些困难。
The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 5 to verse 7.
彼得前书第一章第五节到第七节。
It says, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed in the last time. In this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proved genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed.
彼得前书第一章第五节，你们这因信蒙神能力保守的人，必能得着所预备到末世要显现的救恩，因此你们是大有喜乐，但如今在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁，叫你们的信心既被试验，就比那被火试验仍然能坏的金子更显宝贵，可以在耶稣基督显现的时候得着称赞、荣耀、尊贵。
And through faith in Christ, not only are we saved,
我们因着信，不但因着信耶稣，不但我们得到拯救，
but we are shielded or protected by God's power, almost like a spiritual force field around us to keep us from falling away when we encounter difficulties.
而且进一步的，我们还蒙神的能力所保守，让我们免于跌倒。
So that we may be knocked down by the difficulties, but we will never be knocked out.
所以我们所遭遇的困难可能会把我们打倒，但是不可能把我们打昏过去。
It is as Paul described in 2 Corinthians 4, 8 to 9.
这正如保罗在哥林多后书
八节九节
所描写的，哥林多后书四章八节九节。
He says, we are hard pressed on every side. We have many things coming against us, but not crushed.
我们四面受敌，却不被困住。
perplexed. Maybe we are puzzled. We don't understand why this is happening. But not in a hopeless state, not in despair. There's no sense of hopelessness.
心里作难，意思就是说我们心里有疑虑，有疑惑，为什么这样的情况会发生呢？却不致失望，意思就是说绝望。
Yes, we are persecuted.
我们被逼迫,
but not abandoned.
却不被丢弃。
God will always be with us.
神总是会与我们同在。
Paul says, yes, struck down.
打倒了,
but not destroyed.
却不致死亡。
Knocked down, but never knocked out.
我们被击倒, 但是我们, 不会被 急昏死过去。
And this protection of us to keep us from falling away.
这样的一种 保守 让我们的 信心不至于消失不见 这样的一种保守
serves to prove to us, to prove to others, and to prove to Satan that our faith is real and genuine and lasting.
证明给我们自己看 证明给 周围的人看，证明给魔鬼看，我们是属于神的。And
will result in praise and glory and honor to Christ, because He, as the beginner and finisher of our faith, is the one who has preserved our faith and has kept us safe.
这样子就会给神带来荣耀，称赞，因为他是我们信心创始成终的耶稣，他能够保守我们。
It is never by our faith that we keep for ourselves that is so weak and so fragile.
这绝对不是靠着我们自己的信心，因为我们从我们自己来的信心是非常脆弱的，不堪一击的。
But it is by the one who says, in being confident in this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus.
这个信心, 是从, 神来的, 在圣经上他应许我们说, 他是创始成终的, 神, 信心创始成终的神, 而且他既然动了善功, 就必完成了善功。
So if a person seems to have fallen away from the Lord, it could be just a temporary falling away, or it could be that that person was never truly saved to begin with.
所以如果有一个人他似乎是慢慢的离开神了，那么可能是暂时的离开神，也可能是表示他根本就没有得救。There
was a person that I was talking to before that had left the church. He just completely left all churches.
我认识一个人，他离开了教会，他离开了所有的他参加过的教会。
He seemed to be so excited, so happy after he had professed faith in Christ and after his baptism.
在他认罪、接受基督，而且受洗的时候，他似乎非常的兴奋。
But after talking with him, I realized that he never had any desire whatsoever to go to church. He never had any desire to serve the Lord. It was all because he felt, this is something I should do as a Christian.
但是我跟他谈了以后，我发现他从来没有真正的渴望、渴慕要来教会。 他也从来没有真正的想要在教会服侍。他之所以在教会服侍，是因为他觉得作为一个基督徒，这是基督徒的责任。And
I gave him this account about the sower that sowed the seed on rocky, shallow soil, and it just very quickly it sprang up, but because it had no root, when the sun came out, it just dried up and withered and died.
我就给他一个圣经上的比喻，就像种子。 然后撒在那个充满了石头的泥土里，那后来就发芽了。但是太阳一出来，那么就枯干了，就死了。And
the person recognized, you know, that actually perfectly describes my life.
那个人承认，这一段经文这个比喻，很十足的。 描写了他属灵的状况。That
it was emotion at the beginning. It sprang up very quickly, but then there was no root.
一开始这种所谓的信心信仰就是一个就是完全是感情情感用事的，所以很快的就长起来了，但是呢没有根。
There was never any real connection to a water source, no real connection to Jesus Christ. So when the difficulties of life hit, he withered and died.
他从来没有真正跟主耶稣基督相连过，主耶稣就是那活水的泉源，所以太阳一出来，他就被就枯干了。
A believer, a true believer, is someone who will love the Lord and continue to love the Lord.
一个真正的信徒，他会爱神，而且他会继续不断的爱神。
Because we are a true believer is being shielded by God's power.
因为一个真正的信徒，他是蒙神的能力保守的人。
Christ is sustaining and preserving our faith.
主耶稣基督他保持，他保存我们的信仰。
That's why it says in 1 Peter 1:8, though you have not seen him, meaning Christ, you love him. And even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. This is a work of the Holy Spirit that is in the life of a true believer.
这就是像彼得前书第一章第八节所描写的。彼得前书。
Yeah, 彼得前书。
第一章第八节所描写的。你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他，如今虽不得看见，却因信他，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐，并且得着你们的信心的果效，就是灵魂的救恩。
But ultimately it is a love that is expressed not just in emotions only, but is expressed in obedience to Christ.
根本的上来说这样的一种信仰是表现在基督的对基督的爱还有对他的服从上。
Look at 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 2.
我们看第一章彼得前书第一章第二节。
Before he tells even before he says the people that they are shielded and that they love him without seeing him, he says this.Who have been chosen according to the foreknowledge of God the Father through the sanctifying work of the Spirit for what purpose? For obedience to Jesus Christ and sprinkling by his blood.
这是在他还没有他在讲主的能力保守信徒这之前他就一开始他就开宗明义的说就是照父神的先见被拣选借着圣灵得成圣洁以致表示目的顺服耶稣基督。
And it is his love that compels us to obedience.
神的爱激励我们而且催逼我们让我们不得不顺服他。
The fact that Christ died for me and saved me should be reason enough to live in obedience to him.
耶稣基督为我舍命来为的是要救赎我这件事情的本身就足以让我顺服他了。
So in closing,
所以最后
unconfessed sin,
没有认的罪
love for material things,
爱贪爱世上的物质
difficult times,
困难
these are things that we need to be watchful of in our lives as they canEasily destroy a love and desire for the Lord.
我们需要特别的小心，不要让这些事情，这三件事情，妨碍了，我们渴慕神。
But you may ask, does it really matter? Does God really care that much that we desire Him and that we love Him? I mean, is it really that big of a deal?
你可能会问，神真的这么在意我们是不是爱他，服从他吗？
Let me just read one passage of scripture to you and then we're going to pray.
我们就看一节吧然后我们就祷告。
And let the word of God speak to us by itself.
我们就让神的话亲自的来回答我们的疑问。
Does it matter? Does he really care?
神真的在意吗?
Mark 12, verses 28 to 30.
马可福音第二十八章第十二节。
马可福音十二章二十八到三十节。
马可福音十二章二十八到三十节。
One of the teachers of the law came and heard them debating. Noticing that Jesus had given them a good answer, he asked him, "Of all the commandments, which is the most important?" "The most important one," answered Jesus, "is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind and with all your strength."
马可福音第十二章第二十八节，有一个文士来，听见他们讨论辩论，晓得耶稣回答得好，就问他说，诫命中哪是第一要紧的呢？耶稣回答说，第一要紧的就是说，以色列啊，你要听，主我们的神是独一的主，你要尽心尽性尽意尽力爱主你的神。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus, we come before you this morning and we worship you.
亲爱的主耶稣基督，我们来到你的面前敬拜你。
Because you are worthy of our worship.
因为你是配得我们敬拜的。
Because you are worthy of our love.
你配得我们所有的爱。
Lord Jesus, when you said these words that this is the greatest commandment.
主，当你说这个话，说这是最大的诫命的时候，
Lord, you were including yourself in this commandment.
主，你也把自己在这个命令中，你也把自己包括在里了。
That you, Lord Jesus, are also to be loved in this way.
你是这样子配得我们，你也配得我们这样的爱。
Because you are God incarnate.
因为你是道成肉身的神。
You are God come in the flesh.
你是成为人的样式的神。
So Lord, I pray that we will realize that you are not only the God who loves, but you are the God who desires to be loved in return.
所以就求主帮助我们认识到，你不但是那位爱我们的神，而且你也是那位渴慕自己被爱的神。
But Lord, may our love for you be expressed not only in words, but also in actions.
求主帮助我们，让我们对你的爱不仅仅是在言语上，我们在行为上也要表现我们对你的爱。
Lord, you say in your word that we are to continue in you.
你说我们，你自己说我们要在里面继续下去。
Lord, you are the one who saves and who keeps us saved.
你不但一开始救了我们，而且你一直保守我们一直在被拯救的状态中。
But we are still responsible, Lord, to strive by your power to maintain a close relationship with you.
但是另外一方面，我们也有责任，借着你赐给我们的能力，我们要努力地维持我们跟你亲密的关系。
Otherwise, Lord, your word also tells us that we will not be confident, but rather we will be ashamed when you come again.
否则的话，你的话警告我们，当你回来的时候，我们不会受到得到奖励，我们反而会受到责备。
Lord, we will be ashamed because we will be caught spiritually napping when you have told us to be ready.
我们应该觉得惭愧，如果我们当你我们没有照着你的心意去努力维持跟你的关系。
Lord, we will be ashamed because as we see you as you are, then we will realize how unworthily we have treated you, even though you have been so good to us.
到那个时候，我们会感到非常的惭愧见你的面，因为我们那个时候会认识到，虽然你不惜一切的代价拯救了我们，我们却辜负了你对我们的期望。
Lord Jesus, give us the grace to live in a manner that is worthy of the gospel, in a manner that is worthy of Christ.
求主赐下恩典，帮助我们过一个与福音的蒙召的恩相称的生活。
Thank you for your grace.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your love.
谢谢你对我们的爱。
We give you all the praise and glory and honor.
我们把所有的荣耀、所有的颂赞都归给你。
For it is in your precious and powerful name that we pray, Lord Jesus.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贵的宝血的名。
Amen.
Amen.